rest of the story. The little boy was at the doctor's office again, difficulty breathing, as usual. Brought into the examination room, he saw the doctor turn. There was a needle in his hand. Needles were nothing new to the frail youngster, but they never ceased to terrify him. The doctor said, "I'll try not to hurt." The child did not believe him. Indeed, the injection sent a sharp, lingering pain into his body. But with the pain came relief, until the next time. Why was he tormented, so the boy wondered. He'd heard a long list of explanations, including chronic asthma and some unpronounceable allergies. What it meant was one thing, how it felt was that his life was over at age 11. His frailty made him the target of neighborhood bullies. His fear of them made him want to be left alone by everyone. So there he was, sick and sad and lonely, miserable and scared and hopeless. And then one day, delivery men in a great big truck came to his house. He was just returning home as they were leaving. "What did you bring?" the youngster asked them. "Go in and see," one of the men answered. And the boy went in and he saw. And there, standing against a wall in the living room, was a piano. An ugly, old, weather-beaten, upright piano. "Where did it come from?" he asked his mother. "It was Aunt Clara's piano," mother told him. Aunt Clara had asked her to store it temporarily. The boy approached the instrument. He ran his hand over the rough lid and then sat down and touched a white key. And for some reason, the sound reminded him of a song that he'd heard, a song called "Blue Skies." And so with searching fingers, he discovered the familiar melody. And he played it over and over and over, and he made the notes fit together more and more comfortably each time. And for the first time in his long, sickly, lonely childhood, the gray skies were gone. And that day began a love affair with music, which has not lost its luster to this day. For the child went on to explore other melodies and then to accompany them with simple harmonies. The family would awaken at all hours of the night each night to hear the little boy clinking on Aunt Clara's piano. Urgent beseechings for music lessons were granted, and then a wonderful thing happened. The youngster's health began to improve, and so did his attitude. And soon the bullies were running from him, and soon after he was beating them in school sports. And never once did he doubt that what had transformed his life was music. For 3 decades now, Broadway audiences have relished the score of West Side Story, which that same little boy wrote. And for even longer, concert audiences have marveled at his pianistic and conducting abilities. To generations of music lovers, his name will forever be synonymous with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. And now you know how easily his life might have turned out otherwise. Indeed, his life might not have been extended past the age of 11 very much at all, were it not for the healing effects of music. He owes it all, he says, to Aunt Clara's piano and to the skies that suddenly and forever turned blue. And "Blue Skies" remains a favorite piece of music to him to this day. The frightened, frail boy redeemed by an ancient piece of furniture was Leonard Bernstein. And now you know the rest of the story.